Port Chilcoot Distillery in Haines is the only craft distillery in Southeast. Distilleries in the state have not been able to sell their spirits on site, but a law passed earlier this year removes that restriction. KHNS's Emily Files has the story.
I just can't believe we made it happen. I thought it would take at least another year.
Heather Shade is in the Port Chilcoot Distillery near the huge stills where she crafts spirits. She's remembering the lobbying effort she coordinated with the four other Alaska distilleries, along with tourism groups and local chambers of commerce.
It kind of felt like it was just going to die every step of the way. And so when it passed unanimously through the Senate floor 2 days before the end of the legislative session, it just felt surreal.
Now distilleries in Alaska can sell limited amounts of their own products on location, just like wineries and breweries like Haines Brewing Company have done for years. Shade thinks the change in Alaska's distillery laws is a result of a growing state and nationwide craft distillery industry. 3 years ago, there was only one distillery in Alaska. Now there are five. Shade says the main reason they wanted a tasting room is so they could participate in the tourism industry. This past summer, visitors would come to the distillery and ask for tours. After seeing and smelling what they were making, many people wanted a taste.
I just had to tell them that I'm sorry, Alaska state law only allows us to produce and we can't sell you anything.
Last year, Port Chilcoot and other Alaska distilleries started reaching out to their local senators and representatives. Shade invited Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins to the distillery. Soon after, Anchorage Representative Chris Tuck introduced House Bill 309, which Christ Tompkins signed on to as a co-sponsor. Shade formed the Distillers Guild of Alaska and coordinated the distilleries to give feedback on the proposed bill, which needed some tweaking.
Alaska Distillery.
She has copies of all the letters of support for House Bill 309.
Some major distilling in Fairbanks, Highmark Distillery in Sterling.
Shade says there was some pushback against the bill because it's helping an industry that creates alcohol. Rates of alcohol abuse are especially high in Alaska. But HB 309 puts restrictions on how many bottles and drinks distilleries can sell per person in the tasting room and what hours they can be open. They aren't allowed to have live entertainment or bar seating. In October, the new law went into effect. And on October 31st, Port Chilcoot Distillery opened its tasting room.
The Rosemary Gin Bubbly.
Okay.
It's a busy Thursday night, and tasting room manager Mackie Cassidy is mixing a drink for Sierra Jimenez.
Actually, this one, if you let it sit for a moment, the rosemary will kind of do its thing.
Yeah.
Cassidy is the distillery's first employee. She's part-time, but that could change once the tourists come to town. For now, most of the customers are locals.
Haines 75 has been popular. That's the one with champagne and some cranberry and some vodka. And then the hot apple ginger toddies are kind of a hit tonight because it's chilly.
There's something fun about being able to go to the place something's made and try it there.
Haines resident Jedediah Blum-Evitz is drinking his go-to cocktail, a gin martini. Cassidy hopes the tasting room will help infuse a cocktail culture in the beer-loving town of Haines. And Shade says the tasting room will make her and her husband's investment into this distillery pay off sooner than they expected. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.